What's up, everyone? This is David Greenspan, and you are listening to the final episode of Season 2 of the Mindshare Podcast, a proud member of the Industry Syndicate Media Network. Additional podcasts are available at mindshare101.com and on all the major podcast platforms. This week's episode is sponsored by Kits Keep In Touch Systems. And if you haven't yet, be sure to learn more about the powerful cross-channel marketing suite that Kits offers to help you build more mindshare in 2021. Now, I also want to start off, as I've been doing for the past few episodes, by thanking you. Thanking every single one of you who continue to tune in the show each and every single week. I am grateful that you're here. I'm grateful to be able to help you go to your next level. I also want to share that we're running a little contest. We're pushing to get to 100 reviews on iTunes. So here's how this works. Go to iTunes, rate the show, leave a review, and you will be entered into a draw to win a free month of one-to-one coaching with me. Today's episode is number 110. Well, this is it. We have finally come to the end of 2020. And I mean, what a year it has been. I mean, who would have ever saw this whole pandemic coming? I mean, at this time last year, we had zero thought of any of this. I mean, no idea what we were in store for. And through it all, there have been a lot of ups and downs. I mean, as we sit here together today, you and I know most people are just happy to get it over with. But the big question is it really over? I mean, now that 2021 is here, is the world just going to forget about COVID and just go back to normal? We all wish that was the case. But you and I both know, at this point, it isn't. We have another few months of this, and if history has taught us anything, we have a few more months, like many more months, ahead of us. So the choice is ours now. Do we hang our heads and walk around depressed, complaining and lamenting on what's going on? Or do we pick our chins up, flip up the big middle finger, and move forward? Personally, and you know this, I'm choosing the latter. Now, when this whole thing started, just like every other business, my team and I, we went into survival mode, which really meant like we stepped it up. We went into overdrive. We started hitting the phones like crazy, connecting with so many people to check in and check up and just to help other people work through like the unknown of what was ahead, because like nobody knew. We didn't have the answers. No one did. No one does. But we recognized that the importance of connecting with people was at the top of our list. Getting on the phone to listen. In fact, all of that listening, that really let us understand the thoughts and the views from so many different people. And quite frankly, no matter what you believe, you are not wrong. And neither is anyone else. Everyone's entitled to their own opinions. Everybody's entitled to feel what they want. It's important that we remain sensitive and have an open mind to how other people are managing all of this. So if you think that like masks should be mandatory and people should be keeping distance, then you know what? You're allowed to think that. And if you think masks are a joke and this whole thing is a hoax, then you too, you're allowed to think that. You see, the best way to cope with all this is to have an open mind, because truly, no one really knows. We all just need to do our part to try and get past this whole thing. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy how it can change society and the way we think and the way we feel about each other. We used to pack into stores, theaters, and arenas like sardines, and now not only are we encouraged to keep a distance from each other, we're all naturally starting to just do it without even being told. Scared about whether or not the other person has the virus. Like, this whole thing is nuts. And personally, I don't like it. Now, as I say all of this, I remember being on the phone outside of my driveway back in the spring when the weather started to set in and, you know, things started to get better and in terms of like the weather and, you know, at least here in Canada and Toronto, the snow started to melt and, you know, the grass started to get green and the flowers and trees started to bud. You get the whole thing. But I can still see all the people who were going for walks. We never saw that many people out like doing that before. It was weird, though. Because one person or one group would, like, cross the grass onto the street so not to walk too close to each other on the sidewalk. It was, in a sense, like, really eerie. But in that same moment, in that same moment, I believe the air felt cleaner. The sky was bluer. The birds were chirping louder. The lack of travel and running around like usual forced the slowdown everyone needed. And I talked about this a lot in my 100th episode. Over time, we started to learn how to live within this new reality. And now, instead of look back, instead of looking at the glass half empty, we're going to look ahead. We're going to look at this glass as more than half full. We're going to make this glass overflow come hell or high water. So let's do this. Now, if you just thought to yourself, do what? Stay with me here. Because I want to outline the roadmap to your 2021 success, okay? If you've been tuned into the show for a while now, first off, thank you. Sincerely, thank you. And if you haven't been, but you're here today, I sincerely thank you too. I started talking about all this back in early November, having a plan, setting goals, preparing yourself for 2021 so that you weren't waiting until last minute, middle of January, to make a plan. I mean, that's not even last minute. That's just downright late and lazy. Having the plan, it means setting your goals. And usually come middle of January, most people fall right off the wagon and the normal routine, it kicks right back in. But as is such, I don't want to be, and I don't want you to be, most people. Remember, the steps to goal setting are as follows. Number one, I want you to set, or you should have already set, those almost impossible goals. Like, I'm talking going so big that you don't even know if you'll hit them. But we know, as we work towards them, we have no choice but to do better than we did the previous year. And I know, this is the moment where fear sets in. We're scared that we won't accomplish. So instead of trying, we just don't write it down. Or we set the bar so low when we do that it becomes too easy to achieve. And then as we get close, we get complacent and we slow down. Remember, fear is just a bullshit thought that we made up in our mind. Think about anything you've ever been scared of. Riding your bike without training wheels. Swimming without a life jacket on. Anything you did for the first time. And you skydivers know exactly what I mean here. You see, the minute we get past our fears, we realize that we can actually do some amazing things. So with your goals, you can't be scared about not achieving. Instead, you need to be driven. Because once you start rolling along, if you do what you need to do, you too will do amazing things. The second step here was to break those goals down and plan out what you're going to accomplish over the next 365 days. Like, this is you actually making it possible. Remember, taking the whole big dream, the big lifetime, and making it achievable. What can I get done in the next 365 days? Step three was to create an action plan for each goal. How are we going to make this come to life? What consistent actions do I need to take? What does my marketing plan look like? What does my schedule look like? And the fourth was that now we break it down to monthly, then we break it down to weekly, and then we break it down to daily. And that daily gives us that DMO, that daily method of operation. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the two big reasons that most people don't achieve their goals. Number one, they don't set them. Straight up, they don't even write these things. They don't even think about it. They're like, forget it. I'm not thinking about it. They just don't think about it. The second one is, if they do set them, they don't know what to do next. So they never achieve. In fact, we never achieve. You and I. Because I know for me, I was there before. And I don't know if you're there right now. I can't see you, unfortunately. Reach out to me if you want help with this stuff. I don't know if you're there right now. I don't know if you did this or not. But as you go back over what I just mentioned, it starts with setting those almost impossible. Then it break it down to the next 365 days. What can I accomplish? Then create the action plan for what you need to do on a regular basis. And then just break it all down. Break it down from annual to monthly to weekly to daily. Make it achievable. But again, The second reason is people don't set them, so they don't know what to do next. They never achieve. That being said, you need to set goals. I think you got that part of the message already. And if you're thinking, yeah, but Dave, they never really come to life, or I never really know what to do next. And, well, here's exactly what you need to understand, okay? And I've taken years to learn this. I mean, I've struggled. I've made mistakes. I've suffered the anxiety of it all. And anxiety sucks. Like, it is a bad feeling. And when you don't know where you're going, you don't know what you're doing, and that starts to sink in and starts to cave in and everything around you starts to cave in, it is scary. And I'll tell you this, that this one action that you do, this one action will change everything in your life. It is the one constant that when you can manage it to the best of your ability, you will make accomplishing anything you want in life, that much more realistic. And it takes total dedication to the process. I mean, you cannot be complacent about this. You cannot be lazy about it. You can't make excuses for why you didn't. And you can't say, well, yeah, but you know, but this has to be your DMO, your daily method of operation. And you, only you are in total control of it. And the minute you let others take control of it, you're screwed. I mean, you'll be off your game. Look, this has to become a habit. This has to be something that you just do naturally. It takes constant focus. It takes dedication. It's going to take having to say no sometimes, even when you so badly want to say yes. Your success is reliant on this right here. It's called time management. Such a simple concept, yet so complex. I mean, when you actually do it, there's so many little moving pieces to it. You see, here's the thing. Time is always moving, right? So no matter what you do, you can't slow it down or speed it up. But you can choose how you use it. Let's look at human nature for a moment and how simple it is to lose track of time. What time do you go to bed? What time do you wake up? How long does it take you to wake up? How do you feel when you wake up? Are you moving at full speed, or does it take you some time to get going? Remember our big, almost impossible goals are broken down into small, tiny, daily actions. So the first step here is we need to wake up so we can get going. So my question to you now becomes, what does your wake-up routine look like? And keeping the importance of time in mind, when do you wake up? Are you checking your phone right away? Are you starting to tap into what everyone else wants from you? Or are you getting your day started on your own terms? You see, the first few minutes of our day are the absolute most important minutes. They can either get us ready to take over the world, or we can allow others to get into our heads and take over our world for us? I don't know about you, but I always want to be in control of me. So my suggestion, do not pick up your phone when you first wake up. Instead, put your alarm clock on the other side of your room. Set it for 7 a.m. And when it goes off, get up. Walk across your room. Turn it off. Grab that tall glass of water next to your clock and drink the whole thing. Then go peek outside. See what the day's looking like. And then move on to getting washed up and ready for your day. All the while, not touching your phone. Once you've hydrated, once you've gotten ready, once you've had time to collect your own thoughts, go open your schedule. Look at what's on tap for the day. And every night before bed, you should be taking 20 minutes to prepare for the day ahead. So when you do look at the schedule once you wake up, it is full, and you know exactly what you need to do at every turn. Look, like I've said many times, your calendar is your roadmap. Just like your GPS, when in the car, it tells you where to turn and when so that you can keep driving towards your goals. Hence why this is the most important daily action that we can take. It's to follow our schedule, to prioritize, and to manage our time. I'm telling you. You want to win your 2021 no matter what crazy outside factors happen? You need to be locked and loaded. Remember, you cannot control the market. You cannot control your competition. But you can control what you do every day. Again, it all comes back to time. So what should my days include then? Well, first things first. First, you plug in your realistic time. The stuff that you want to do with family. The stuff for you. The stuff for around the home. And why does this go first? Because no matter what, you are going to spend some time doing this stuff. So you may as well schedule that time in so you can own the time and not let the time own you. See how this works? Next, you want to schedule your IPAs, your income-producing activities. And I mean being proactive, not reactive. So when are you going to make your database calls? Who's going to be, you know, who will you be calling? You should have at least 5 contacts on your list every single day. Social media, when are you going to log in? What are you going to accomplish? Emails, meeting people. What can you do to build that mind share and create those new opportunities today? And of course, remember the ultimate marketing bundle. It includes the 7 ways to communicate. Go grab your free copy on my website, mindshare101.com. You always want to be leveraging those 7 ways to communicate every single day, building that mind share so you get more opportunity to get that market share. The third step, after, and remember, step one was plug in your realistic time, the personal stuff. Step two was, again, schedule in your IPAs, your income-producing activities. Now, step three is that after the IPAs, get into your follow-ups. And it's very important, listen to this one. It's very important that we don't confuse the two. Follow-ups are you being reactive. It means this stuff is already in the works. This is you responding, doing work, following through on opportunities that are in motion. Do not confuse this with your IPAs. Your IPAs are proactive. Your follow-ups are reactive. Your follow-ups are you working on deals that are already in place. Your IPAs, your proactive, is you creating new opportunities for new deals. You want more business, you need to do your IPAs. And side note, this does not mean spending a whole bunch of money and throwing a whole bunch of shit at the wall. In fact, that's what a lot of people do. You see, they think because they followed up with clients and did some admin that they put in work. And yes, that's work. But what are you doing to set yourself up for your next opportunity? And this right here is the fundamental step to achieving more. This is the differentiator. I mean, you can either remain reactive to life, or you can take the bull by the horns and control the shit out of it. Personally, once again, I go for the latter. You see, no matter what's going on in a day, I'm always looking for that next deal, that next opportunity. And yes, some days my energy levels aren't at their peak, and some days I just don't feel like it. But I know that most days, I am in total control. So for the days that I do slow it down a bit, such as these past few days between the holidays and New Year's, I can accept that. Because I'm constantly going full bore throughout the year. I control my time. It does not control me. Now, I get it. In a business like real estate, if a client wants to go see a property, you feel inclined to run out and show it to them. And if they want to make an offer at 11 p.m. at night, well, so be it. But I will also remind you that this is not a 40-hour-a-week job. This is not a 9-to-5-er. This is real estate, and there's a lot of opportunity to make a lot of money if we manage it all accordingly. So in the same breath, if you go through your day, get your realistic time planned and done. You get your IPAs done. You do your follow-ups, and you do your admin to work on your business. Well, then you've done what you need to do to take you closer to achieving your goals. Now you can find some time to unwind and just enjoy the moment. And in this business, it could very well be on a Monday afternoon. But also remember, manage time, manage money. You want to make more, you need to do more. And like I said, we get up in the morning, follow the roadmap. And as we get something done, we check it off. We reward ourselves for getting that little to-do done, and we move on to the next. Build the house one brick at a time. Don't try and eat the whole elephant in one bite. Enjoy your small little wins. Each one of those hourly wins takes us closer to winning our day, which helps us win our week, which helps us win our month, then our year, and ultimately, how we achieve our goals. This process goes for every single thing you want to achieve. So now, I want you to think about what you want to achieve. Do you want to lose weight and get in better shape? Okay, well, if so, how much weight? And in what time period? What holdups might be in your way? How often will you need to work out in a week to achieve your goal? Map it out. Create the action plan. Do you want to close more deals this year? How many in the year? What does that break down to in a month? How many will you need to do each week? How are you going to build mindshare every day to help you get those deals? And please, for the love of everything that has to do with your business, like I just mentioned, do not go throw shit at the wall and hope that it sticks. I mean, don't just go spend money on some bright, shiny object that's supposed to magically deliver you all of this business. Listen, too good to be true is simply too good to be true. The things we want most in life are never easy. And earning business is no exception. So do you want more time with family? Again, I think this pandemic served that up to us on a silver platter this year. So like I said, how are you looking at the glass? Map out what you want, quantify it, break it down, then schedule it. We need to see it to believe it, as we say, right? This is exactly that. Mark everything down. A thought is just that. It's just a thought. But by putting pen to paper, we can actually see it. We can commit to it. We can be accountable to it. Look, we all know that person, right? That person who always complains about how busy they are. Yet, when you look at what they have, it's not like they've taken over the world. Now, don't take that out of the context. I don't mean like, look what they have, meaning the car they drive, the clothes they wear, the house they live in. I mean about what they have for enjoyment in life. I mean, what they have accomplished in a day. Look, with only so much time available, prioritizing what we want to get done is of the utmost importance. I coach you. I coach hockey. I coach baseball. I built a rink in my backyard. I went on a 17-day motorcycle trip this summer. I enjoy time with my family. I do this podcast. I am booked for several presentations a week. I have two little kids who demand a lot of time, and I love every second of it. I take care of my home. I have a great relationship with my wife, and I build mindshare every fucking day. So yes, you do have the time. It's all about whether or not you really want to achieve those goals that you set for yourself. And I got no doubt that you can do everything you want in life. I know you can. I am living proof of going from the chaos and the anxiety to a place of control and achievement. And don't get me wrong. Not every day is perfect. I too still have my ups and downs. And no, this isn't about look at me and my high horse. Instead, this is real life. This is a real life, street-level conversation I am having with you today. To share with you that yes, you can accomplish the things you want most in life. But you, and only you, are the one in full control of that for yourself. I'm really happy with where I am, but I'm not where I'm going. So as we close out this crazy year and we embark on the next 365 days of our journey through life, if you want to get more done this year, if you truly want to get to your next level, your time is right now. Don't wait another day. Don't give me, no. Don't give yourself the bullshit excuses. You do have what it takes. Follow the steps I just gave you and start mapping out your tomorrow right now. I don't care if tomorrow's Saturday or Monday or Wednesday. Every single day needs a roadmap. This is about building good habits, and I want you to start right now. I kept this one short and sweet today because I want this simple thought of time management to be the gasoline on your fire. I want you to light it up this year. You want you to light it up this year. So remember, Monday starts on Sunday. As we sign off for the last time here on season 2 of the Mindshare podcast, I want to wish you and yours a very happy new year and all the best for an incredible 2021. We will be back with an all new season 3 next week, and I have some awesome guests lined up for you. So I'll talk to you then. Let's do this. You're either listening to this on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Or maybe you downloaded our free Industry Syndicate podcast app, or maybe you went to my website, Mindshare101.com. And while you're on my site, make sure to download your free copy of the Ultimate Marketing Bundle for Realtors. This is a 31-page ebook packed with a ton of tips and tricks for you. Plus, there's a ready-to-go 90-day social media content calendar to help you build more mindshare so that you can get more market share. And if you want to talk about personalized one-to-one coaching to help you get to your next level, just get in touch with me. We'll set up a free consultation call. We'll learn more about what you're looking to achieve and, well, how I will help you do just that. Also, please don't forget our Push to 100 is on, so be sure to go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, leave a review, rate us, and you will be entered into a draw for a free month of one-to-one coaching with me. And if you haven't yet, connect with me on Facebook at Mindshare101 and on Instagram at DavidGreenspan101. I want to once again thank our sponsor, Kits Keep in Touch Systems, for sponsoring today's episode and every episode. If you haven't checked them out, just go to my site and click on marketing. This has been another episode of the Mindshare Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.